Today we're going to talk about getting Internet Explorer version 10 for your Windows 7 computer, and I have a new podcast voicemail line that is never answered by a human being.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Okay, first off, if you're new here, this is the computer show that doesn't sound like the typical geeky computer show. We talk like normal people here, and we keep things simple. This is episode 14. So all the information in this episode is at computertutorflorida.com/014. And what could be simpler than making a phone call? That's exactly what you can do now. If you want to get a message to me, you can call my new podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. And when you call that number, you have my personal guarantee that you will never speak to a human being. You can talk for as long as you want, about any subject you want. You can call up with a question for a future episode. You can call and tell me your favorite joke. In fact, if anyone calls with a joke, I might just play it in next week's show. That'd be fun. The number again is 727-386-9468. And if you can't write it down right now, that's fine. If you're driving or something, it's right on the homepage of my website, so you can go there and find it. But that's not why you're here today. You're listening because you want to learn something new about your computer. Well, I can tell you, if you are currently running Windows 7 on your PC, which you should be, by the way, there is something new for your computer. Internet Explorer version 10. Up until now, the only way you could get version 10 of Internet Explorer was if you had Windows 8 installed on your computer. Now, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the fact that you don't want to put Windows 8 on your computer, at least not yet. You can listen to that, hear all about that back in episode 12. What you can get now is the quote-unquote pre-release version of Internet Explorer 10. Pre-release is just another way of saying they're still beta testing this software on Windows 7. So you can install it, and chances are it should work properly for the most part. But part of the reason they're releasing a version like this is to have a lot of people use it, and that way they can find any bugs or problems with it. So you're kind of like playing the role of the guinea pig. So for some people, you might not like that. I know there's some people that just want to install a program and not have to think about whether it's going to do everything perfectly. I suppose we're all like that to some degree, but we all have different levels of tolerance. For me, I obviously like for things to work right most of the time or all the time, but I also don't mind having a few problems in order to test out something new. So far, I've been using it, Internet Explorer 10, for a few days, and I haven't seen any problems with it on my computer, at least not to date. Microsoft gives us three reasons why you should want Internet Explorer 10. First one is speed. For me, I haven't noticed any big difference in speed from version 9 to version 10. Second thing is ease of use. Same thing here. I haven't really noticed any practical examples of how much easier it is to use. It's not to say it's not true, I just haven't seen it. The third thing is security. Now, this one actually may be a valid point, but only sort of. Here's what I'm talking about. There's a feature in web browsing that can be turned on or off. It's called tracking protection. If you don't want websites that you visit to be able to track you, then you want to turn it on. If you don't care, you can leave tracking protection off. In Internet Explorer 10, this tracking protection feature is turned on by default. However, the reason I said this is only sort of a great security feature is that the previous versions of Internet Explorer have tracking protection already anyway. It just wasn't automatically turned on by default. But you could still turn it on if you wanted to and if you knew where to find it in the settings. In fact, other browsers have it as well, like Firefox or Chrome. So it's not like it's any great new innovation. It's just that it's already turned on for you. Here's a couple of things to keep in mind. First of all, if you're using Windows XP or Windows Vista, you can't get this pre-release version of IE10. It's only available for Windows 7. Second thing is, when the full version of version 10 comes out, it will automatically come into Windows 7 as part of just a regular Windows update. It's kind of like the way Internet Explorer 9 is already configured to come in. So if you have Windows 7, you're probably already using Internet Explorer 9. So here's the bottom line. If you're the type of person that just has to have the newest thing as soon as it comes out, and you don't mind that it doesn't quite work 100% correctly, you might want to give Internet Explorer pre-release version 10 a try. Otherwise, it's probably just better to wait until the full version becomes available and just let it come in on its own. As always, I am ready to help you set up your automated backup so that you never have to worry about losing your important documents, photos, email, whatever, any files that are important to you. I don't even charge you anything for this service, and I can do it through remote access, so it doesn't matter where you're located as long as you can get on the internet. All you pay is what you have to pay directly to the backup service provider. That's usually about, it's less than $60 annually. And you get complete peace of mind not having to worry about this anymore. Give me a call today and let's get it taken care of. So thanks again for joining me today. Here in the U.S., we are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday. So we'll be getting together with family and eating turkey and lots of other great food. We are extremely blessed and have a lot to be thankful for. So I hope you have a great week wherever you are, and I'll see you next Monday with another computer tip. And don't forget to call my voicemail line and leave me a message, 727-386-9468. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.